BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is the Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's Real or No Real, Bangers, another one of your business ideas pitched directly to Deborah Meaden on her home phone on Instant Dragon's Den. And the Vamps join us to talk teen awards, dating, and to play innuendo bingo.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Oof, just having a little bit of coffee before we speaky. I found the biggest mug I can find for the coffee today.
I got through a worrying amount of coffee yesterday.
I did as well. I think Tuesday is the worst day for getting up early in the morning, I think.
Just when you're not used to it. I mean, there'll be loads of people getting up right now that are used to this feeling. We're just rubbish at it. We're new to this.
Rubbish. So, I feel like I've had a GCSE French lesson this morning, thanks to Adele's show and Christine and the Queens. I didn't understand that last bit about the scratching pose, did you, that we just...
Yeah, it hasn't really helped things for me, if I'm honest. I mean, well, it is interesting.
And I've heard your French when we were in Paris, and you could have probably paid more attention. Also, is your mum a French teacher?
I wish you'd stop having a go at me about it. Because you seem to think, because my mum's a French teacher, that I should be able to speak fluent French.
Yes, you should.
And it's nothing against my mum. She's a very good teacher.
I think I'm now slightly planning my sleep around the Olympics. It's escalated in the last 24 hours. So I went to sleep quite early yesterday. So then woke up after a couple of hours. You just flick it on, don't you? And there's the water polo. Now, I couldn't tell you anything that happened, but it was so good.
Yeah, I don't even know that much about water polo. You enjoyed it?
I really enjoyed it, but no idea what was going on.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This person is just dropping the parents off at Gatwick and soon to be going under the Scott Mills Bridge. I don't know your name, though. Text back. TB?
The problem is with your bridge today, on a day like this, where the weather is going to be very hot, it is going to get smelly on that bridge.
For some reason, no offence, but it does smell a little bit. I don't mean to have a go at the people who do the upkeep of the bridge.
Well, it's your bridge.
They do a great job. But if you don't know, I've got a bridge named after me on the M3 at Fleet Services. There's a plaque and everything. Go visit if you're in the area. And it can... On a hot day, it mings a little bit.
But I think the bridge should be an extension of yourself. So take pride in your bridge. You know, you should keep it clean. You should pay for that.
Keep it nice.
And it should smell like you.
Yeah, I might get some candles in there.
Yeah, it should be your scent in the bridge, pumped in.
And good morning to Josh, who says, oi, oi, shout out to the boys from Cardiff going to Thailand today. Amazing. First time in Thailand. You will love it. Josh, Liam and Lewis with Radio 1 Breakfast Show, getting them through the car journey. This is Scott Mills, in for Grimmy at 6:47. Jess Glynn's coming next, one of the artists at V this year. I really enjoy reading the tweets from celebrities who are in America because they're tweeting at like 5 a.m. our time, because I feel like I'm getting a first look at what people are saying, because a lot of people aren't up yet.
Yeah, and it is good because you can get it before... I mean, obviously, when they wake up and they see what they've written, they're going to want to delete it. It's controversial, no,
these aren't really ones that you would want to delete, but they've all come through in like the last couple of hours, and it's from massive people.
Oh, so you feel like you're getting the real exclusives?
I do, yeah. So this morning, one of the first ones that popped up on my timeline was Calvin Harris, who's been talking about the songs of his that he sings on. We've talked about this before. This is after someone on Twitter asked him if he would ever make an entire album of just him singing.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
He was like, I don't know. I was trying to work out what ones he does sing on. So Summer.
Yep.
Feel So Close.
Yet You're Not Alone.
Is he on that? Oh, yeah, he's on that one.
Yep.
Is it him on, really a long time ago, Acceptable in the 80s? Really high voice.
It is. And the other one. About having your shoes on.
Ready for the weekend.
I butter my shoes.
Yeah, ready for the weekend.
That's the one, ready for the weekend.
He says he probably's not going to make an album, but he feels he feels pleased that people enjoy the songs with him singing on. Yeah. And he says, the power of what one man can do just in one room and reach so many people. Also, Adele, if you want to know, do you know what I mean? I'm feeling like I'm really getting a scoop here.
Well, it's good to be brought up to date.
Adele says, I need to share with you all, that I'm eating the best burrito of my life. It is an explosively joyous moment. Just a couple of hours ago. And because it's Adele, guess what the first comment was to back to that? So she's eating a burrito. What did someone say?
Oh, I should know this.
Queen.
Fine.
Eating a burrito. Queen. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Louise, who loves Clean Cut Kid. That's good, that. We used to be in love on BBC Radio 1. So we've got, I love when people tell us what jobs they do when listening to Radio 1. B has been on. Morning, B. She says, I am glass blowing mega early this morning to get out of peak weather. We've spoken to glass blowers before.
Yeah, we have a surprising amount of people who are glass blowing whilst listening to the show, which we've never really thought of being a sort of key demographic here, but it seems to be a lot of them. But it does make sense, doesn't it? You want to get it out of the way before the sun really comes out.
Yeah, so B is a hot glass designer and artist. She's just tweeted. Obviously, you don't want to be... I mean, that's a hot job. I mean, like, in fact, you'll be boiling today because it's going to
be
really hot.
You'll be in front of a fire, won't you?
You'll be in front of a fire. So I can understand that you would want to do that job early to avoid the heat of later on. So good morning, B, who's glass blowing really early. Was really confused hearing our voices this morning because...
God, it is early for it, though.
Different show, innit? The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Stevie, 26, from Somerset.
Good morning, Scott Mills. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good. I like your formal kind of reply there.
Very posh, eh? Very posh.
Yes.
You've got a touch of the Jack Garrett's about you, Stevie.
Touch of the Jack Garrett's, Chris?
Yeah, it's just the way you talk. It's
I will
a little
take
bit.
That.
I doff my cap to you.
Yes.
I will take that as a compliment. Shame I can't sing or play a million instruments like he can, I suppose.
Let me get this right. Do you live right next to that big Tesco just by Glastonbury Festival?
It's actually in a place called Shepton Mallet, which is about 5 minutes away from the festival site.
True fact, I lived in Shepton Mallet for a bit.
Oh my goodness, did you really?
Yeah, I did, when I worked in Bristol.
Wow, Shepton Mallet is, I'd like to say it's the place to be, but it's got a Tesco's.
Tell you what, that That's Tesco though, Chris, it's a two-floorer.
Scott, stop saying the name of it.
Wesco's.
Yes, a supermarket that rhymes with Wesco's.
With those escalators that only just go up kind of slightly, like at a slight angle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and very slow moving.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Okay, should we play the game then?
Let's go.
You against Chris. Are these real or not?
A couple from Scotland are so obsessed with pastries, they have held a Greggs-themed wedding.
I like the idea of that. For a start, anyway.
I mean, we all like a steak bake, but is that taking it too far, do you think? On your wedding day, supposed to be the happiest day of your life.
Imagine a buffet full of bacon and cheese turnovers.
Oh, lush.
Or an 80-piece buffet roll. I am in.
Do you know what, though? After a long day of wedding, that they would, like, let's say at midnight, they would come in well handy, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, I like the idea that it's a really posh dinner. And they bring it out and it's just a steak slice on the plate. And you still eat it with a knife and fork.
What's the cake? What's the cake, please? What would that
be? They got all the cakes. Or they may have gone different and used the pies as cakes. You know, some people do that, a quirky wedding cake.
What, like a savoury wedding cake instead of a sweet?
Do you know, I would prefer that. I would prefer that every time.
Same.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't really like cake like that.
Hmm.
Give me.
I feel like a sausage roll with bacon on the top or something like that.
That's what I want. That's what
That'll
I want.
Do me.
On my wedding day, I'm going to have a sausage roll cake.
So, why this couple? Why have they done it? This is what I don't understand. Like, are they heavily involved in that particular bakery?
They might just like it.
It's the thing that bonded them.
Well, they met in Greg's over a steak, bacon, cheap coffee.
Yeah,
Stevie, you mean Wegg's, don't you?
I mean Wegg's. Yes. Sorry about that.
You do hear about themed weddings, don't you? When you watch Don't Tell the Bride, the themed ones are generally the ones that really wind up the partner.
Yeah.
Especially when they go like Vegas theme. Spend all the money on the decorations and the magicians and stuff like that.
No, the best one I saw was when it was EastEnders themed because...
they had to get a square for that, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to find a square that looked similar and a pub that was similar. But Blimmin' Joe Swash turns up at the wedding.
I know.
They hired Joe Swash.
And he was treated like it was like Madonna.
It was brilliant. That was my favourite episode ever. It's like, oh my God, we've got Joe Swash.
I can't believe it. It's Joe Swash.
It's awesome. Chris, real or no real?
Do you know what? I do love the bakery, but I don't know if you'd have your whole wedding themed by it. So I'm going to say no real.
And Stevie, you're saying?
I am going to go real with that one.
That one is real.
Wow.
Paul McGinty and his newly wedded wife Amanda met 8 years ago in the pasty shop that rhymes with Wegg's over a steak bake, and they decided to theme their wedding around the shop.
What do you mean over a steak bake? Do we have any more information about that?
No. They chose a light blue colour scheme in honour of the chain's logo, and the wedding cake was also based around what they sell in the shop.
Yeah. You make it sound like there was one steak bake left in the bakery and they kind of fought over it.
I don't know.
And it was that sparked love.
Extra bonus fact for you. Instead of saying I do at the wedding, they said pie do.
Oh, my word.
Oh, dear.
Right, we're in the middle of playing Real or No Real with Stevie off of Shepton Mallet. Are you right to wait there and we'll continue in a minute?
I certainly am, no problem.
The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning to Kate, who is on the way to Manchester Airport to go to Mexico today. There's loads of people seem to be going on holiday this morning. We've got Jacob, who lives in Edinburgh. He's off to Thailand today. Have an amazing one. It's 7:18. We're playing Real or No Real. Stevie off of Somerset's on. Hiya.
How you doing, all right?
Here's your next question.
In the future, your clothes will be made out of squid tentacles. So if they rip, they will mend themselves.
Because that's what squid tentacles do. Is that right? Mm.
Yeah, I was just gonna question that. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Actual fact.
Mm-hmm. So it makes sense, really, to make your clothes out of them, doesn't it?
Seems like a great idea to me.
Well, that's blowing my mind. So yeah. So the squid tentacle falls off or something like that, it will grow back.
But that's is that just like a fingernail on a human being, I suppose? If it falls off, if you drop a can of polish on it, it grows back?
Yeah, but if you have the tentacles as clothes, it's not going to be alive, is it?
Also, I don't want to wear squid.
No, I don't. I'm not feeling squid either, to be fair.
You've got to think about the squid, though, Scott. This is terrible news if you're a squid listening to this right now.
Very bad news for you, isn't it?
It's a problem, isn't it?
Chris, you're always getting rips in the wrong area of your jeans.
Yeah.
That won't happen anymore. Because your jeans will be made of squid tentacles.
I think it's something I suffer from more than anyone else. Why is it I always get a rip around the sort of crotchal region of my shorts or jeans? Like, it's a real thing with me. I don't think it happens to any of you guys in here.
No.
Well, maybe it's just an extra couple of inches you need on the waist. Mind you, the gym induction will help with that you were on about yesterday morning.
Really wonder where that was going then.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah, the gym induction will help.
But you think it's a fat thing, then? You think I'm...
No, maybe just an extra couple of inches on the waist.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you've joined?
No, I've joined just because it seemed like the right thing to do, a bit of fitness.
Right. So you weren't thinking, oh, I've put a couple of...
No, I don't think I have. I think I'm absolutely fine, actually.
It would explain the jeans.
It would.
Well, what do you think?
No, I don't. Well, I'm not saying anything.
Well, you are. The impression I'm getting from you is that you think I've put on...
You haven't.
Are you being honest? I don't mind. No, I really don't care. No, I'm fine. I think I look great at the moment.
You've just mentioned the rips in the trousers. Then you've mentioned that you're going to a gym induction. I'm just putting things together here.
Right.
So, squid tentacles, your clothes are going to be made from them soon. Real or no real?
I've not heard of this happening before. I think the squid-like material will be slimy and have loads of kind of holes. That's what's on the squid. So I don't think it will look very good. So I don't think they're going to make clothes out of it. So I think this is no real.
Stevie?
The idea of any sort of clothing being made out of squid is just no way. I'm going to go no real as well.
That one is real.
It's true.
No way.
Experts in the US have found that by infusing fabric with proteins extracted from the suction cups in squid tentacles, rips and tears in your clothes can heal themselves just by pressing them together. I'm still not keen.
That's nuts. That's a game changer.
It is good, though, isn't it? And finally,
Australian Olympic athlete Sawan Sarasinghe ordered 6 portions of fries, 40 chicken nuggets, 6 hamburgers and 6 chocolate brownies after crashing out of the badminton to China.
It seems like a lot of food, but if you are an elite athlete, you're obviously burning off loads of calories, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I think at that point, especially after the Olympics, you should be able to eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you'd go mad, wouldn't you, if you've been on a diet for ages. The difference is, people like my mate Chango, we went to a chicken shop that rhymes with Hoosters. Hoosters Wiri Wiri. And it was after a night out, right? And he'd just been paid. It was payday. And he couldn't decide what to have. So, and it was quite late at night. He pointed at the board at the top of the chicken shop and asked for all of it. And he was given two large boxes of this chicken. With these two boxes, he took them back in a cab to his mum's house and sort of stored it there. I think they ate it over the next two or three days. There was a lot of chicken.
What, the whole menu?
Everything that's in the pictures. He just wanted it all.
Why?
He was hungry. And he just thought, you know, when you're hungry, you think you're going to be able to eat more than you can.
What, the whole menu?
All 18 items on the pictures.
That's ridiculous.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, is this real or not, Stevie?
I'm going to say that one, because it's the Olympics, because it's extravagant, I'm going to say that's real.
Yeah, if I was at the Olympics and I had my chance, I'd go big as well. So I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes, the takeaways are on. He posted a photo on his Facebook page saying, "Now it's time to eat some junk food after months of eating clean." And he is pictured with all 40 nuggets, 6 portions of fries, 6 hamburgers and 6 chocolate brownies. And yes, all for him. And do you know the best news? All of that junk food is free for athletes in the Olympic Village.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 10, Stevie got 20.
Yes. Well, hey.
You're the winner.
Fantastic. More than happy about that. I'll let all the people of Shepton Mallet know.
Okay, yeah, do that. How would you do that?
I have no idea. Maybe they've still got a tank crier.
I
could talk to him. Hello.
Good to speak to you, Stevie.
And you, thank you very much for your time, guys.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This person says, "Chris, every pair of my jeans has exactly the same hole in the same place. I've put it down to cyclists' inner thigh." Mm. You should say the same.
Yeah, I think that's where I must have the same then.
Yeah, but they are an actual cyclist.
Right. I don't cycle, so that's worrying.
Oh, yes. I want to know about your gym induction yesterday. You went, didn't you?
I did go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like how I was checking up on you on Twitter? Are you at the gym yet, Chris? Yeah, I guess it was quite hard for you not to go after what happened on the show yesterday when the actual gym called up and said you haven't been there already twice, you cancelled twice.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Steve Holden, what can you tell me?
Well, it only felt like it started about 6 months ago, but we're already on series 5 of X on the Beach on MTV.
Five?
And this is like a best of. So there's people like Chloe Goodman from season 1 back in it, Gaz Beadle from Geordie Shore, who was in season 2, back in it, Stephen Bear, who was in season 3 and is currently on Celebrity Big Brother, but this was filmed before Celebrity Big Brother, so he's back on it again. Lily Lexi Gregg, who is his girlfriend, who he was going out with.
Oh, what?
Who's now his ex. It's all a bit confusing. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so hang on. Who is he going out with now?
So Stephen Bear was meant to be going out with Lily Lexi Gregg, right? Before Big Brother.
Big Brother. But on X on the Beach season 5, she is the ex of Gaz Beadle from Geordie Shore.
And on Big Brother, he's been getting with someone else. So it's all really kind of confusing and out of date now.
It is a bit out of date, yeah.
It's like, a lot of really sharing, aren't they? They love a share.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Ashley Kane is back on it. And if you remember from series 1 and 2, he was the professional footballer who played for Coventry. Spits, I think it was. Large array of tattoos, and he told us about his worst one, and it's worth looking out for.
There's always a picture when I was young of me and my mum that I really liked. She looked really pretty, so I wanted to replicate that as a tattoo. Went into the tattoo shop, my artist wasn't there. They goes, "It's all right, there's a guy on tour called Caesar, he's from America." And I thought, listen, right, if the guy's called Caesar, he's got to be a boss of tattoos. Naturally. So he basically done my tattoo, and it looked like Rod Stewart holding a baby Buddha with three fingers, and I've got it covered up. Only partly, though. I've got legs at the bottom of the eagle. It looks like a woman in fancy dress. There's a part of Rod that's still on me. It was fun, but it was a lot of pain.
Right, well, I know some people that can sort that right out for him. We had him on our show last week, Tattoo Fixers.
Tattoo Fixers, yeah. He needs to go on it and sort it out.
I mean, it sounds like he's kind of partially done it, but if they want the rest of the job doing, let us know.
Botch job. So it's on tonight, X on the Beat, season 5, 10 o'clock on MTV. Quick update on the whole Bieber Gomez Instagram gossip spat. A reminder that Justin said that he'd make his account private if people didn't stop having a go at his new girlfriend. And then Selena said, "Don't be mad at your fans, they love you." Anyway, later on yesterday, she put up another comment which somebody screenshot, because that's what you do nowadays. You screenshot the tweets so that I can talk about them. And it was very, very kind of nail paint emoji, a bit bit sassy. Selena said to Justin, funny how the ones that cheated multiple times are pointing the finger at the ones that were forgiving and supportive. No wonder fans are mad. Sad. Or love.
You have to put that at the end. Or love.
And then there was one more comment that Justin put, which mentioned another very famous pop star. But if we said it on the radio, we'd get into a lot of trouble, so we will leave it there.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's what I want to know, Steve.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, hold on. Bieber did a comment about Selena
alleging
and another...
that she'd been with another pop star.
And you'll get in trouble for this.
If I said it on the radio. Oh, right, well,
how much trouble, though? Let's weigh it up. How much trouble?
Like multi-million pounds worth of trouble.
I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I'm not going to.
Really?
I don't want to risk it. For
you think if we carry on with this, he's going to crack?
Are you ticklish, Steve?
Are you ticklish?
It's actual bullying. But listen, we've got some breaking news, literally breaking entertainment news.
Whoa.
Justin Bieber has deleted his Instagram account this morning.
Oh, bye then.
It's not there. We can't find it.
Yeah, he'll be back on by the end of the week.
Oh, so he's followed through. He did say he was threatening.
He threatened to make it private. It seems like he's deleted it completely.
Oh, but that's amazing. So he'll have to start again if he joins up.
Yeah, from no followers.
That's like 70 million people on that thing.
Yes, Queen. Nice. Oh, the guy from X on the Beach already went to Tattoo Fixers and they covered it up partially.
Oh.
He's got their number.
So he's still got the legs out the bottom of the eagle. Never mind. But by 24 hours time tomorrow, Justin Bieber will probably be back on Instagram. So watch this space. Anyway, my favourite story of the day.
Oh, this is so good.
It's the great build-up. Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, now a solo pop star, is from Bradford. So to celebrate him in his home city, some artists there turned 3.5 tons of sand into a Zayn Malik sculpture. And it is magnificent. Mm. It is Zayn Malik sitting on a throne with a very pensive fist to his chin. Now, you guys have seen this.
Well,
right?
Here's the thing. It is magnificent, Steve. But you showed me a picture and you were like, who do you think this is? And I'll be honest, I couldn't work it out. That's supposed to be Zayn there.
Yeah, it looks like a face swap, but I can't tell of who.
It looks a bit like Christopher Maloney.
Yeah, it does. It's a face swap with Maloney. But what's amazing, right, is his mum's in the picture with the sand sculpture.
Trisha Malick went to see it.
No, she didn't.
And posed with it. And she said, it's not every day someone carves a sculpture of your son. I know he'll be... He'll be absolutely overwhelmed to hear about it. It's amazing. I'm very, very proud.
Oh.
I think the only thing that's missing is his cow eyelashes. I think they should put some false ones on. No, we need to get this picture out so people can see it.
Yeah, where can we put it?
Put it on Twitter, I guess.
For anyone?
Yeah. We need to.
But I mean, you need to. If you see one picture today, please.
Whack it up on your Twitter, Scott.
Let's put it on mine.
Let's get it out there.
Yeah, let's put it out right now because it's. I mean, you just need to see this today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Boom. There is the Zayn Malik sand statue on my Twitter right now. Actually, in some shots, looks more like Drake.
Yeah. Also, the guy that's posed next to it. So there's Zayn Malik's mum next to the sand sculpture.
There's a brilliant picture of her, like, lovingly staring at the sand sculpture, which looks not much like her son.
I would say the sand sculpture looks more like the guy on the right on the picture than Zayn Malik.
Imagine being Trisha, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's see it then. They probably had, like, a dust sheet over it or something. I'm like, da-da!
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, it's so nice.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's on my Twitter now. It's 7:51 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Elgin in Scotland.
Okay, and what are you doing?
I'm actually just away to drive to work. I'm actually going to be late for work.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Aberdeen.
Okay, cool. So you're travelling for work today?
Yes, I am.
You need to see the Zayn Malik statue, by the way. It's quite something.
Is it? Right, okay, I'll have a look.
Yeah, you'll love it. It looks just like him. Right, you know bangers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We normally do this in the afternoon. You have the hefty decision of which one to choose as the one that's next on Radio 1. This is what I've got for you today, Ashley. Yes. Beyonce. Actually, would find this quite empowering at this time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I hear you. You've gone full Scott on this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Or...
It's a bit of classic Flo Rida for you this morning. Good feeling.
Oh, they're both good.
Come on, we all love this one.
They're both good kind of early morning motivation tunes. I just wouldn't know what to do if I was you, Ashley.
But the choice is yours.
Oh, I don't know. Well...
Ashley?
Oh, no, she's not gone.
Oh, no, not now.
Hello?
Oh, you're good. You're still there, good?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, put the phone to your ear.
The phone is to my ear.
Okay, I've got you. You're back in the room. What can I get for you?
I think I'm going to have to go with Flo Rida.
Yeah! Oh.
Is Flo Rida, Good Feeling on BBC Radio 1.
Winning.
All girls everywhere are devastated.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and a couple of my friends who are gay. They've all been on.
So it's one all in bangers this week. You've won one, I've won one. To be fair, I should have won yesterday. You maybe should have won today.
I think I'm going to
bring...
It's
one all.
Can I bring Beyonce back tomorrow?
No.
Why?
No, we're not doing that. It's not like a rollover. You're not on the lottery anymore.
No, but I just want to do it once.
One all.
Do you know what? It's going to be hotter than Hawaii today, everybody.
Adele said this two or three times during her show. You're now saying it. Have we got no other reference?
No. But it's going to be hot today. It was boiling yesterday. I fancy something a bit...
Oh, this is on.
Yeah.
It's quite jazzy, this, Scott.
Really jazzy. It's just before 8 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. This should sound good. Okay, the Vamps are going to join us just after 8:30 this morning, and then they will stay around to play Innuendo Bingo just after 9. It's 10 past 8. Let's do another Instant Dragon's Den. Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
22, Manchester.
Indeed.
Are you excited for this?
I'm so excited. I can't wait for Deborah to hear my idea. It's going to be a game changer.
Is it a good one, yeah?
Yeah, it's a great one. It's going to affect everyone. Everyone's going to be buzzing off it.
When did you come up with it?
I came up with a couple of my friends, Sarah and Katie, but they've let me take the lead on this one.
Okay.
We've had this idea for a good couple of years, but we've got it solid now. We're ready to give it to the world.
Oh, you sound super confident, and I like that.
Oh, now, but this is tricky. So you're part of a group project, is it? Because that always looks a bit messy on Dragon's Den.
No, we've got it all clear. We know exactly who's doing what. I'm taking the lead on it, but they helped me with the idea, so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that people know that.
You're the spokeswoman, though.
Yeah, definitely. They're happy for me to take the lead on this one.
Well, you can't all be wrong, so I'm expecting good things with this.
And
brilliant things.
Have you ever thought about going on the telly show?
Well, yeah, I thought about going on the telly show, but then I was going to fill out the form, and it's really long.
I know.
And, you know, so this is just like instant. This is what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why it's a good service. Instant Dragon's Den. I connect you to Deborah at home.
That's what I mean. It's brilliant, really.
You don't get to see their scary faces and those big wads of cash next to them. It's all good. You don't go in the lift or anything. It's good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Although it would be nice to meet Evan Davis, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice. But I think Deborah is my favourite, so I'm pretty glad that she does this. It's good.
You know what? You two are going to hit it off. Yeah, I'm sure of this one. Come on, I believe in you, Georgia.
She's our favourite too. You know that.
Yeah, definitely. That's why you've got to run, obviously.
Absolutely. Okay, right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm now going to ring Deborah Meaden at home. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
It's Georgia here from Face Case.
Georgia, have we met?
We haven't met, no. This is the first time we've ever spoken to each other, but I'm very honoured, so thanks for your time, Deborah.
Hold on. Scott and Chris?
Scott and Chris. He's got Scott and Chris written all over it.
Okay. Hello, Georgia. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you're not too busy. You ready for a quick 5-minute chat?
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Okay, so you ready for my idea? Because it's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to just get in the spirit with me here. So you've just got off the aeroplane. You've been on holiday. You know, you're waiting at the carousel for your luggage. And all these cases are coming out and they all look the same. And has someone taken your case? Or, you know, has someone, did it even get on the plane? Who knows? Well, the idea is that Face Case is a line of luggage with a picture of your face on the front. So when you stood at the carousel and you're waiting, along comes a suitcase with your face on it. Obviously, it's yours. Obviously, no one's going to take it because it's got your face on it. And boom, Face Case, you've got your luggage.
Oh. Georgia, can I just ask, have you ever seen those things called ribbons?
Ribbons?
Or have you seen luggage with those straps with people's names on or different colours?
I have seen those, but it takes quite a bit of time. So you've got to get your luggage off the carousel to check it, whereas in this is instant. You'll see it coming from 5 metres away, never mind 5 inches.
You can just get straps that are different colours or a piece of ribbon that ties on
to
the...
There's only so many colours, whereas in everyone's got an individual face. There's only so many colours. What if someone else has red?
Let's talk about the individual face. Would you honestly like your face put on the edge of a suitcase so that people might think, look at you and think, oh, they look like they might have a bob or two. I might take their suitcase.
It's quite practical, actually, because when you're walking through the airport, you can identify people from the front and the rear. So you can see them from the front because obviously you can see their actual face, but you can see them from the rear because they'll be dragging the face behind them.
Do people actually want that? Would you actually want that?
100%. I mean, Deborah, imagine a suitcase with your face on it.
Yeah, but you see, I wouldn't. I absolutely no way, Jose, ever, ever, ever would I put my face on a suitcase. But I want people to know that's my suitcase.
You don't need to know it's your suitcase.
No, I want me to know it's my suitcase. I don't want anybody else to know it's my suitcase.
It prevents people from taking your suitcase because they just all look the same.
It makes people think, oh, there's Deborah Meaden's suitcase. I'll have that.
Do you think, obviously it will be your face, but no one's going to want to take your suitcase. I don't think anyone would dare touch your suitcase, to be honest.
Now, that might be true, but I'd like to think they might want to take my suitcase, because I'd like to think people might think they like some of my stuff, but I know.
Well, maybe. You do
Georgia,
have quite nice things.
Georgia. Georgia. I'm being nice.
I can take it.
Yeah, honestly, there are so many simple ways you could identify your own suitcase without telling the rest of the world it's yours, which I think are so much, so much better.
I am so sorry.
It's
such a shame, really, because, you know, everyone that I've spoken to about it, up until yourself, who's worried about someone stealing your suitcase in particular, has been so supportive.
Who else have you spoken to?
Oh, well, I did a bit of a census in the office. I asked everyone, and they were so excited about getting their face on a case. I mean, I didn't mention the fact that you might have your face on a case, so maybe I could ask them how they'd feel about that.
Yeah. You see, but Georgia, you're lovely. I like you. You're lovely. So I reckon anybody you asked, do you think this is a good idea that you were working with, would say yes.
But I've asked you and you haven't said yes. So do you think it's a good idea, Deb? Because you just said that everyone will think it's a good idea, which means that people will buy it.
Oh, no, I'm not getting trapped there. You're not doing that to me.
Well, you just told me that everyone will think it's a good idea. They were your
No.
So
Georgia,
we can sell it to everyone, Georgia, me and you together. We can sell it to all these people.
Georgia. No, yep. Georgia, honestly, it's actually not a good idea, but you seem lovely.
Yeah, well, we could chat about some other ideas later if you want. I mean, I've got plenty of them.
How did I know you'll have 1,001 other ideas?
Okay.
No, Georgia,
right, well,
it's been lovely
you,
to talk
thank
to you,
you
but this isn't the one.
Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
All right,
have a nice day. Bye now.
I'm out. Bye.
Georgia, you're so good.
Did we smash it?
Smashed that, but I don't understand why she didn't like it, to be honest. You quite like it.
I think she did, but she's got to say that she doesn't like it.
No, she doesn't have to.
Oh, well, I think that she was holding back.
I always love these ones on Dragon's Den where maybe the product isn't quite right, but the dragons really like the people that are pitching, and you're one of those people.
That's exactly what happened there, Georgia.
Maybe I need to come back with a stronger idea. Although I'm not going to let go of Face Case. Maybe I need to take you to actual Dragon's Den.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I need to fill out that form.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I know the form is long, but then you've got some other dragons to choose for your...
Yeah, play them off each other.
Yeah, for your Face Case.
But Scott, we've not considered this happening, that someone would go on Instant Dragon's Den and then end up on the actual Dragon's Den using this as some kind of like, oh, Deborah, we met before.
Oh, that's, we haven't even thought about that.
That would be so
we
good.
We need to do this. Let's do this. And I'll suit up and everything, so it'll be loads better.
Oh, no, I know you'll look the part. Well, I'm quite surprised how that went. She didn't think it was a good idea, but she did really like you, which is half the battle, I think, with these things.
Exactly, this is it.
Listen, really good to speak to you, Georgia. Any more ideas, let us know, OK?
Bye!
Love you, bye!
The Scott Mills Daily.
I found a problem with Face Case. What if me and Ellen DeGeneres were on the same flight and had our faces on our cases?
That's true, yeah. Because could be a right mix-up.
Well, yeah, I would pick a case up, wouldn't I?
Mm.
Maddie... Good morning, Maddie. Is already doing the face case idea, but with someone else's face on her suitcase so she can identify it. Alfie Days. It's got a picture of Alfie Days on there. I mean, you would know which one is yours when it's going around the carousel, then, wouldn't you?
You would, but everyone would be thinking it's Alfie Days.
True. Case. It's 8:26. Let's talk about your gym induction yesterday, please.
Yes, so it happened. Obviously, couldn't get out of it this time because you talked about it on the radio.
Well, we talked about it on the radio, and you... cancelled twice, I think it was, and then one of the blokes from the gym, you didn't even realise that they knew, called up and was like, yeah, he's missed two appointments. Yeah. So the pressure was on yesterday, so you did go.
Yeah, incredible that he managed to get straight on the show. I did go yesterday. I met a guy there, and I was basically wearing what I've been wearing all day.
Right, yeah, that really annoyed me. I was at lunch then, and you were like, I was like, what are you wearing? He's like, shorts. I'm like, what shorts? The ones I wore to the show this morning. They're like cargo shorts. You can't wear those to the gym.
Also, I thought it'd take 10 minutes. And the receptionist guy's like, I said, how long will this take roughly? He goes, you maybe need to set aside like an hour for it.
Yeah, that's standard, at least an hour.
So I messaged you and said, do you mind calling me in 15 minutes?
And saying that you need my help with some work?
Yeah.
No, I was like, no.
That there's a meeting or something.
No.
And you just text back, no. There was no sympathy whatsoever. So I met this bloke, and he's kind of designed a program for me.
I know, I saw your picture. You sent me a little screenshot of it.
So intense. And he said this. He said, if I do this every day for 6 months, I'll see some progress.
Yeah, some.
Some? Scott, it's nuts. It's like some Olympic schedule.
It's not.
It is.
A wide cable pull down, 3 times 12, is not an Olympic schedule.
10 minutes rowing.
10 minutes rowing. I see there's a seated shoulder press. I'm just looking through it now.
Oh, he was showing me...
An incline walk.
The only thing I was thinking, though, is the personal trainer himself was really fit.
Yeah, but he's probably doing it longer, physically fit. But so, probably longer than 6 months.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that's by his standard, isn't it? That stuff. So I don't need to do as much.
Okay, and when are you going to go back? Because that was just an induction. When are you going back to use the actual gym? Because once you've done the induction, you kind of need to go a bit more often, don't you?
Yeah, but you should also have a rest day to let your muscles relax. And so I was gym yesterday.
Are you
aching? Tomorrow. Yes.
From the gym induction?
Yes.
Right, okay. Expect to never see him again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you just put Radio 1 on this morning, I can tell you that the new 12 people for British Bake Off have been announced. Some people on Twitter are complaining that there's no one hot this year. It's about the baking, yeah?
Wow, I don't know. It's such a massive show now, isn't it, that you want to see who's going to be on it, see if there's anyone that you sort of fancy a little bit.
Yeah, people saying not that hot this year. There's no Tamal.
No, oh, do you remember how much it kicked off with him last year?
Massive
sex symbol. Mad for Tamal.
Other stuff, Justin Bieber in the last hour has deleted his Instagram over all this Selena Gomez stuff, so he's off Insta. He's got to start again from zero. And the best sand statue you will ever see, if you just type into Google Zayn Malik sand, even his mum's been to see this beautiful statue of him in Bradford. It's Zayn made out of sand and looks just like him. And a bit like Drake. and Christopher Maloney off of Big Brother.
It's like a giant face swap in sand.
I love that his mum had to turn up and be like, oh, it's really nice. It's on my Twitter as well.
I think that's what makes it funny is the fact that his mum has gone and almost endorsed this thing.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1's. What's going on, Tina? Teen Awards.
Radio 1's Teen Awards are back and it's happening in October. Another huge, huge lineup will gather for the loudest party of the year. It's so loud in there. So we've already given you the chance to nominate your teen heroes. Now we want you to award your favourite stars from the world of music and entertainment. So this week is your chance to vote. If you head to the Radio 1 homepage right now, you will see there are 9 categories. And basically, we need your views on what you think. So have a little think today about your favourite pop stars, your favourite TV shows, favourite films, and maybe social media moments of the year. And get ready to vote for these following awards: Best British Solo Artist, Best British Group, Best International Solo Artist, Best International Group, Best TV Show, Most Entertaining Celeb, Best Game, Best Film, and Best Vlogger. Now, you've got until 7 p.m. on Sunday the 21st of August, so have a think about all those categories today. Well, maybe not all of them, it's quite a lot, but have a look on the website and cast your vote. We need your votes for this. You make these awards. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website, and every vote does count. So if you've got a favourite, they need you to go online and support them. Good morning to the Vamps.
Yeah. That was so good. Watching that, you're very good at that.
Thank you very
obviously
much, Justin. So, good morning to you. Where's Brad?
I don't know.
Brad,
he's away.
Sure. Yeah, we've kicked him out. No,
he's not left the band.
He's been working very hard with his vocals, so we decided to give him a couple days break.
Okay.
So yeah, he's somewhere else in the world.
Is he going to be with you on Sunday when you do the show in for Kel Spellman?
I believe he is.
Yes,
of course he is.
Excellent.
He wouldn't miss that.
No, he wouldn't. So I know Kel's off this Sunday on Radio 1, and you are going to be announcing the lineup for this year's Teen Awards, which is quite a big responsibility.
I know. I'm worried we're going to say the wrong people accidentally, and there's going to be hell breaking loose.
Nah, I'll be fine.
We're very excited for the Teen Awards, though. Are you? It's going crazy.
Yes, we are. It's always good. Here's my thing. Have they told you? Have they given you any clues as to who's on? Do you know the lineup?
I know a couple of people.
Yes.
Do you?
Quite possibly.
Acts. I say people, it's acts.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone good?
It's a good, very good lineup.
Mm-hmm. Always a good lineup.
Say that to myself. You know, it's a very good lineup. There's going to be a lot of different acts, I would say, and it's going to be so loud, and it is so loud.
We're not getting anything out of them, are we?
There's going to be a lot of different acts.
I confirm there will be different acts.
Because last year, obviously, there was just one act.
Yeah. So you can hear the full lineup for Teen Awards with the Vamps, who are now basically Radio 1 DJs, from 4 o'clock.
Yes.
I like it that I really like it that you're on quite a lot now for Kel.
I don't know why they trust us. I mean, we're not even that good. Like the DJ stuff is
no,
very
people enjoy it. And do you play all the songs in as well? There's not someone to do it for you.
No, we do. And actually, the last time we did, there was the occasional cow noise in between songs live
I
on radio.
That.
Where,
and
yeah,
fart.
We didn't mean
that
to do half
nice
of them.
Treat. Oh no, we can leave you some sounds because you've got all sorts,
please,
haven't you?
Scott? Oh yeah,
yeah, I've got loads actually. I'll give you the password to my bank of sound effects. Yeah,
people were complaining, like some people found it funny, but after a while, you know, like then you look at Twitter an hour later and everyone like, God, stop making fart noises.
My mum was
so
one of them, yeah. Sorry, mum.
So theoretically, if I needed to leave and you needed to leave now, we could actually just leave the Vamps here and they could do it.
It would just be a huge Vamps promotion hour.
Yeah,
we'd
yeah
just be like, this is what we're doing.
You are working on the next album at the moment, right?
Yes.
Nearly finished, actually.
Yeah. So okay, we finished, we started the world tour in January in Australia, Asia, and then went all over the world and then finished in South America, which was crazy. We've never been there before and it was very different for us. And then, yeah, so we're
they
now...
They have to shut down airports there, don't they, for you?
Is
Argentina
really
was slightly...
it's quite scary.
I did get punched in the head.
here, it's controlled. You know, you can control it with security. But out there, they're just on someone else. But it's great. It's great. But so now we're recording the third album, and it's coming together nicely. And it should be, you know, we should have something out this year for sure.
And you going to India next week?
We are.
India!
I mean,
is that to work on the album?
Have we...
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, I don't know if the world knows that we're going to India next week. But we do now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's an exclusive. I mean,
yeah, there we go.
Okay.
But we are going to India, yes, Scott. And
is that the new Bollywood vibe for the album?
Oh, it is.
Some Bollywood, well, they're really, really like the established stars out in Bollywood. And they've asked us to collaborate on the song with them. So it's so new for us. And it sounds really different. I've never heard so much sitar in my life.
That's so good.
But yeah, it's gonna be cool. We're excited to go to India, and
it's more of a spiritual trip, really, isn't it? It's like a spiritual journey we're going on.
So. Yeah, I want to play cricket. Me and James want to play cricket against the Indian team.
Very spiritual.
Give it a go.
Right, because he's not here, can we all talk about Brad on first dates, please?
what did you think?
I enjoyed it. How do you think he did?
He held back a lot, and I think he came across well.
If you don't know, Brad from the band was on the Celebrity First Dates. I love that show.
What do you mean he held back? What does he do normally?
He was very nervous. We know this. He was very nervous. That red wine was going down pretty fast.
I don't get how he can not... Like, the restaurant looked really nice. How can he not eat food? I mean, I could be the most nervous I've ever been. Oh, if there's food there, it's happening. I didn't eat it.
Well, can you eat on a date? I can't.
Yeah. I can.
I think it really depends what the food is.
And it looked great.
Yeah.
It did look good. Yeah. And do you know if he's kept in touch with Isabel?
Oh. Getting the gossip up. They have kept in touch. She's lovely. We met her actually afterwards. And it was, you're just laughing in the background.
He's loving it.
I'm just getting signs through the window. It's all fine.
I don't want to say the wrong thing that Brad texts me later, like, what did you say?
Yeah.
But he came across well and they had a great time. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, he's not here to talk for himself. No. Would any of you do first dates?
I'd be awful.
Wouldn't be great. I don't think.
I'd eat all the food.
There's a camera in your face and you're very aware of that, I think.
That's the problem, I think. And like, if you say the wrong thing, they will put it on unless you have control of the edit.
Plus, I think you're at a disadvantage already. First dates being pop stars must be really tricky situations. You know, just any first date, let alone there being cameras on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think she was a fan as well, so it was a little bit more easy for Brad. But imagine if you got someone who hated the Vamps.
Really awkward.
You know, I'm sorry, I've just got to go.
Do you reckon you could go out with someone who hates the Vamps?
It could be a better thing.
Yeah, it keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps you
trying to be. Here's our new song, No Hate.
Yeah, I love you, but I hate your music. The Vamps are going to be on Radio 1 on Sunday from 4 p.m. in for Kel Spellman, and they are going to be announcing the lineup for the Teen Awards this year. Because you're Radio 1 presenters now, you've got to be fair and unbiased when reading out categories.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we could read a category now, maybe just choose one of you, right?
You could do it in a different voice,
you can't favour any of these shows, so I've given you the category Best TV Show, right? They all have to be in exactly the same tone. Okay. Otherwise, we can tell which one that you think is best.
Cracking shows on air, but I shall not tell you which ones
it's
going to
be fair and completely unbiased.
Maybe if I just try and get in the zone.
Okay. I know which one he would crack on as well.
Here's James from The Vamps with your options for voting on Best TV Show. Go.
Game of Thrones. Doctor Who. EastEnders. Gogglebox. First Dates.
You know when you're on the phone and you like press one.
I know.
For direct services.
If I was speaking, I didn't want to give any hint from my real voice which ones I feel more passionately
about. I don't know about you though. I heard a slight bit more enthusiasm on Doctor Who.
I was going to say the same. I have a different thing going on.
Throw a curveball.
James, once more. Okay, stony faced. We're not allowed to know what one you want to vote for yourself.
I mean, do you want me to read them all again or just. Okay.
No. Okay. Just all of them, yeah.
Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, EastEnders, Gogglebox, First Dates. That's the most monotone I've ever been in my life.
I can't tell what he likes, can you?
He rushed First Dates. I'm just going to say that, so clearly.
Right, you've got until 7 p.m. on Sunday the 21st of August, so go to the Radio 1 website now and cast your vote on all of those categories. Boys, staying around for a bit of bingo, are you?
Yeah, I believe so. The Scott
Mills Daily. And it is time for Innuendo Bingo with the Vamps.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. The music is meant to scare, I think.
Is that your voice?
No. As if I would be that butch.
How come you never play this, Scott?
I have played it before. I have played it once.
We've done it three times now, and you've never been in the middle.
True okay. that.
Maybe next time, eh?
Oh, I thought you were getting up there.
No, yeah, you really thought I was going to do it. Okay, so don't hold back, boys. Brad isn't here today. The rest of the vamps are here. Mm-hmm. If you're watching now, and you can watch on your phone or computer or tablet or laptop, one of the people in the seats isn't in the vamps. See if you can guess which one it is. Chris is there with the boys. Are we ready?
No, not really.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we are. Okay. Cool,
let's do it.
Let's do
this.
Come
on, James. You don't seem enthusiastic.
The thing is, right, it's always me that's victimised in this sick game. I've got to get a train home after this.
Have you?
I do.
Have you got spare clothes?
I've got a T-shirt, hence why I'm sort of pivoting on this chair, trying to avoid the crotchal region.
Sure. Okay, so it's the vamps on Innuendo Bingo sans Brad today. Chris has taken their place.
Okay.
Taking his place. Okay, here we go.
Alright.
Obviously, the Olympics features heavily in today's Innuendo Bingo. Mm. Olympic fever has swept the nation. You've sent us loads of Olympic clips, and you really have delivered. Now, lots of water in your mouth, please. As much as you can fit there, please. Thank you. Now, I've been to Thailand before. I have never seen this.
And the gold medal going to Thailand's Sopita Tanasan. The 21-year-old lifted 92 kilograms in the snatch.
Your lap is doing that.
Sopita there taking home a gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram lift. Mm-hmm. I've never lifted like that.
In the snatch.
Thank you to Andrew for sending that one. Water, please. More Olympics. Beach volleyball on BBC 4. Now, I've never really played beach volleyball, but if Madeline Metalake's technique is anything to go by, I think I'd like to have a go.
Hammering Marlene Van Aerssel. What patience in her defense. Madeline Metalake has been doing a great job of touching a lot of balls.
Yes, Madeline.
Oh, she's done well.
I've got a really sensitive tooth and the water's so cold, it's burning in my mouth.
James is having a mare today.
I'm losing it.
Touching a lot of balls.
Thank you, Emma and Sarah, for sending that one. Away from the Olympics for a moment, on the vamps, Innuendo Bingo.
Okay.
And it's, well, they're talking about the Olympics. So it's BBC 5 Live, an afternoon edition. Now, I don't really know which Olympic event Anna is talking about here. We got your waters, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope because it's shown on TV, I'll probably be watching if it
There's a debate that's opened up about whether or not actually if you've been squashed on a plane to Brazil for however many hours, quite how well you'll compete. I mean, it's bad enough when you go on holiday, isn't it? And then all you really do is walk around and look at the sights and eat some ice cream. But if you're expected to go and kind of beat off the best of the rest of the world.
I'm sorry.
Who's wettest right now?
It's sort of all on the legs
right now.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're
right. For now.
Go and kind of beat off the best of the rest of the world.
BBC 5 Live there. Water, please.
Damn.
Let's move away from the Olympics and go over to Inside the Factory on BBC 2. What a show. Now, this is where we get to see the goings-on in a real-life working factory. Water, please. It seems that 20 years ago, regulations in a factory were much more relaxed and easy going on the factory floor.
Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay, go on then. 20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beams off.
Oh, no!
that is the great one.
Wow.
My favourite one so far.
Very different back then.
20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beams off.
Oh, no. The children.
Water, please.
You got targeted there, James.
Lots of water for this next one. We're going back to the same show now. And never one to miss out. Here's Greg Wallace getting properly stuck in.
just like they did 20 years ago.
Back at the factory, it's been 52 minutes since I released my beans from the bag.
These are Greg so Wallace.
Directed.
These are so good.
I'm sorry.
Hundreds of you sent those clips there. If you spent a clip, if you spot a clip, you can email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You know I love your emails.
Since I released my beans from the bag.
I think these beat the last one.
These are really good. These are
good, aren't they? They are good.
They're good.
Water, please.
Serious research. Please.
But you might need to reload your waters for this one. There's a few different bits of it. It's over to BBC One and it's Bargain Hunt with Tim Wannacott, where the teams compete in buying and selling the best antiques. Every now and again, though, Tim and the expert, they really let their minds wander.
Next, for the blues, the lovely silver sugar nips. Do you fancy those?
I do.
Reload.
Because they are so delightful. They're delicate and they almost capture in style that Rococo. But in fact, they're nips, which would date to around, I think, around 1785, 1795. Yeah. And they're just wonderful because you just imagine who held those nips in the years.
Oh, I got myself.
Sugar nips, of course, are a large pair of pincers with sharp blades designed to cut raw sugar.
Who held those nips?
You just imagine who held those nips over the years.
Thank you, Danielle, for sending me that one. Right, back to the Olympics in Rio. Water,
it's
please.
Good, it's good, it's good.
Now we're going to the men's swimming events. Former Olympic swimmer Adrian Morehouse knows exactly what it takes to compete at the next level, the highest level. And it seems no stone is left unturned when trying to be the best.
You can see it every day in a county championship in training sessions with other British athletes, so it's accessible. So I think there's something about technically understanding what it takes to be a world-class breaststroker.
Oh, you missed it! Again, again.
You can see it every day in a county championship in training sessions with other British athletes, so it's accessible. So I think there's something about technically understanding what it takes to be a world-class breaststroker.
Yes. Thank you, Dylan, for that one.
The foot. The foot is wet.
Whose foot is wet?
Connor.
Connor's foot is wet. And finally, one more. We're going to BBC Two.
I need more water, actually. Yeah, please.
BBC Two's Antiques Roadshow. Fiona Bruce is discussing a bronze figurine called Betty with with one of the experts. Now, I've not seen this statue, but it does seem like they've caught Betty in a fairly intimate moment.
She's so charming.
Isn't she delightful?
She would be so commercial, so marketable.
Well, she is, because she's a charming girl, as you say. It's in the winter, she's got her hands in a muff.
Oh, you little rat.
And that was...
You absolute rat.
Yeah. Who's... Are you OK? James. What's happened, James? Are you OK?
I'm not doing this again.
It's always James.
He's
always
out.
Me. What?
He's quit. He's quit.
My hair.
you look great on the train. It's all,
cheers,
all good.
Mate. Thanks, Scott.
Right. That was a good one. Tristan, Connor, James from the Vamps. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Remember, listen, Sunday from 4 o'clock, they're in for Kel Spellman on Radio 1, and they will announce your Teen Awards lineup for 2016. Thanks, lads.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow morning on Radio 1 from 6:30 in for Grimmy, and joining us from 8 will be Catherine Tildesley, Eva from Coronation Street, and we're going to play Speech Jammer. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.